Good evening and welcome to tonight's concert. My name is Tom Mann. I'm the president of Davis and Elkins College, and I'm so glad that so many of you are here this evening to hear some of my favorite artists. And I'm also so glad that so many of you have selected to spend a week of your summer on the campus of Davis and Elkins College at the Augusta Heritage Center. We're pleased to have you here, and I want you to know that we are delighted to have you and invite you to take advantage of all of the hospitality that goes along with being in West Virginia and being in Elkins, West Virginia, and being at Davis and Elkins College. I hope that you enjoy the week, enjoy the evening's concert, and that after this week you have the feeling that you are connected in some way with Davis and Elkins College in a very special way. Right now, I invite you to sit back and relax and enjoy tonight's wonderful concert. Thanks for being here.
Good evening. Welcome to the Augusta Heritage Workshops Week 5 Old Time Concert. Yeehaw. Are y'all having a good time? That's the most trite question I'll ask tonight. All right, announcements. First off, please do not tape these concerts. We also ask that no photos be taken, as they are distracting to the artists and other audience members. Thank you for your cooperation. P.S. Wait for applause to exit or enter. You know what I mean. All right, let me answer a few questions first. Number one, no, I didn't pay anyone to be here tonight. Number two, I'm not going to sing anything in 5/4 time. Number three, this is the only time you hear the word freaking come out of my mouth. Number four, no jokes. I had a bad week last week. I did both concerts. Thursday night was the bomb joke of the world. I'm not taking that chance again. All right, but I'll introduce our first artist. Our first artist is George Gibson. He's from Knott County, Kentucky. I asked him what he's been doing lately. He's restoring an 1812 cabin that's on his home place. He said he's putting a big old pick and porch on it. He's gonna invite us all up there. He started playing the banjo in about 1950, and he tells me that he was a couch banjo player for about 40 years. He also stated that he was an unseasoned performer, but I don't really believe that. He's got over 100 banjos in his, yeah, really. So if you're wondering where all the good banjos are, now you know. He's traveling with his buddy, Mr. Carroll Smith, who's calling himself his road manager, and really what he's along for is to keep George from buying any more banjos. He tells me he has failed miserably. So please welcome George Gibson.
I tell my wife I'm trying to find a banjo I can play. I've been practicing for 50 years. If I get 50 more, I'm going to get good. The first song I'm going to play tonight is a favorite of my father's, and he tuned it in an old mountain tuning that was a long time ago, the tuning for Darling Corey. My friend Stu Jamison in Florida says it's a dulcimer tuning because the first two strings are tuned alike. Wake up, wake up, darling Corey. What makes you sleep so sound? I hear those robbers coming for to tear your still house down. Wake up, wake up, my darling. Go run and get my gun. I ain't no man for trouble. Lord, I'll die before I run. Wake up, get you another man. I've got me another woman. You can do the very best you can. Oh yes, oh yes, my darling, I'll do the very best I can. I'll never give my pleasure to another gambling man. Last night upon my pillow, last night upon my bed, last night upon my pillow, Lord, I dreamed, darling, Corey's dead. Dig a hole, dig a hole in the meadow, dig a hole in the cocoa ground, dig a hole down in the meadow, for to lay my darling down. First time I seen darling Corey was by the banks of Zee. Had 45 around her and a banjo on her knee.
Thank you very much. My dad told me a little story one time. I had two uncles named Manuel and Wesley Ambergy. They married my mother's sister. My grandfather lived way out on Wolfpin Mountain, and Wesley had already married Carrie, but Manuel was still courting Corey, and he'd get on top of that mountain with his banjo and he'd sing a little song. Wake up, little Corey, do the best you can. Wesley's married Carrie, and you can have his brother man. I play in a lot of different tunings. My dad did, and I played on the couch for so many years. It's difficult for me to play with just one banjo, so I usually have several in different tunings, but I'm going to pick up another one in a different tuning now. This song is called Kentucky Moonshiner. I didn't know my dad could sing and play this song. I heard a verse or two or three when I was a boy, and fitted it to a tuning and played it. When he was about 91 years old, I had him down in Florida, and he picked up the banjo one day and played it and sang it in an entirely different tuning. But it sounded remarkably like the way I play it. I've been a moonshiner for 21 long years. I've spent all my money on whiskey and beer. I'll go to some hollow and set up my still and pay one gallon for a $2 bill. My friends, I have no woman to see what I spend. God bless those pretty women, I wish their mine, their breath tastes as sweetly as a dew on the vine. Come all you pretty women and stand in a row. You look so sad and lonesome, I know. God bless them pretty women, how love them all. But women and whiskey have been my downfall. Well, it's cornbread to win them hard, and whiskey when I'm dry, and it's pretty girls when I'm lonesome, and a casket when I die. The whole world's a bottle, when a bottle gets empty, it ain't Thank you very much. Now you're going to have a real treat. You're going to hear me start retuning this thing. Smokey. I heard a verse or two when I was a boy, and I couldn't find anybody that could play it or sing it for me. I got John Hall to sing a verse or two. My mother told me it had some verses in it from on top of Old Smokey, and I put the whole thing together and found a tuning for it and played it and sang it. And John Hall agreed it sounded about right, and my mother did too. I know I probably left out a lot of verses. The old songs had lots of verses in them, but this is the way I played and sang it. Way down on Old Smoky, where it's covered in snow, I lost my cover from holding to the soul. It's rain on its head, the moon gives no light, my horse is can't drive this dark stormy night. I put up your horses and feed them some hay. Come sit down beside me for as long as you stay. My horses ain't hungry, they won't eat. To my mind is to wear me, then leave you behind. Yeah, courting is a pleasure, but a parting is a grief, and a false-hearted true love is worse than a thief. A thief can rob you and take what you hate. A false-hearted true love will lead you to the grave. Thank you. My mother said that her mother told her that back when she was a girl, have was pronounced have and rhymed with grave, so I've always sung it that way ever since. I'm just going to pick just a little bit on another tune and throw a little dance lick in to give you an idea of a Kentucky dance lick. It's a well-known tune, Shady Grove. To do either three or four numbers, and they're supposed to come and retrieve me, but I'm going to do one more for you. I just thought of this song. I hadn't played it in a little while. It's a pretty little tune. Coffee grows brandy. I've got a gal that's neat and fine, sweet as sugar candy, sweet as wine. Jubilee, little girl, Jubilee. If I had no gal, you would find me crawling up and down this muddy road, looking for a darling sweet and dirt. Jubilee, little learn Jubilee. Wish I had admitted thread, fine as I could sew, sew my baby to my side, down this road I'd go, swing and turn. Jubilee, little learn Jubilee. Some come around on Saturday night, some come around on Sunday. If you give me half a chance, I'll come back on Monday, swing and turn. Jubilee, little learn Jubilee.
Thanks much. I certainly appreciate it.
George Gibson. Thank you, George. We were treated to a little show from George, the Old Time Week folks, yesterday. He's one of the most amazing banjo players I ever heard. He had whole piles of banjos with him, six or seven different banjos, all in different tunings yesterday. He may have told you about that. Let me say a couple of things. While you're at Augusta, it always is a good idea to take a chance to go over to Graceland. Graceland is the other historic building on campus, aside from Hallihurst. It's on the other side of the dining hall. It's a world-class lodging and world-class dining over there. You get 10% off if you wear your Augusta badge. You get charged 10% extra if they know you're here and you didn't wear your badge. Either that or they won't let you in at all. Let's see, Wednesday afternoon at 4:15, you can take an informative tour of Graceland. Meet in the lobby, okay? Let me tell you a couple of things that are going on out here. Outside, we have the Augusta store set up, and we have a silent auction that will be going on, and I'll tell you a little more about that in a little while. Our next artist is Helena Triplett. Yep. Go ahead if you want. Thank you. Helena began to learn old-time music from her dad, moved to West Virginia to learn more. She, in fact, was a banjo student at Augusta, a student of Dwight Dillard's, as a matter of fact. Let's see, she's been learning ballads from field recordings and also from local singers, including Phyllis Marks, who is going to be with us this week, I believe. She apprenticed for Phyllis Marks in 1997. She has a CD called "The Green Are the Woods," which you'll be able to get out there. Accompanying her will be John Gallagher. He lives here in Randolph County since 1979. He got interested in traditional music because he was exposed to our buddy Michael Klein over in Hampshire County way, way back when John was 7 years old, as a matter of fact. He studied with Melvin Wine, apprenticed with him in 1988. These days he makes wooden flutes, Baroque flutes, Irish flutes, and classical flutes. So let's bring on Helena Triplett and John Gallagher.
Hello. I'm really happy to be here and have this chance to sing some really beautiful West Virginia ballads that don't get heard very often. The first one I'm going to sing is called Isaac and Nancy, and I learned it from Maggie Hammonds of Pocahontas County. And after I sing that, John will come out and join me on the next one. This is called Isaac and Nancy. There was a roving Irishman from old Virginny town. He courted a fair damsel, Miss Nancy was her name. But when he came to see her, it was to his sad surprise to see the tears come streaming down from her most charming eyes. Oh, what's the matter, Miss Nancy? What makes you look so sad? Have I given you any occasion, all far to make you mad? Or have I told you anything you found out to be true? Or have you made a bargain? Oh, and now's the time to rue. Your brother's being present, as I now understand, saying, sister, do not have him, he is a married man. Oh, if you do not have him, here is one handsome gown, and besides, tomorrow I'll give to you the best in Logan Town. Oh, Nancy, being in trouble, she stepped aside to cry, saying, how can I prove false hearted, my own true love deny? If I had all the silk and satin that ever crossed the sea, so freely I would give it if my friends would all agree. Have you altered your mind, love, as I do understand? For the sake of three dressed parents and only one in hand, oh, fare you well, Miss Nancy, I bid you now adieu. I will go and court some other girl, as I have courted you.
Thank you.
Thank you. This next song is called Erin's Green Shore, and we also learnt this from Maggie Hammonds of Pocahontas County. And the song describes a beautiful woman, and the woman is a symbol for the spirit of Ireland, who is coming back from exile to awaken the spirit of resistance to fight for Ireland's freedom.
Hello. It's my pitch pipe. One evening, as I was out rambling on the banks of some clear purling stream, I sat down on a bed of primroses. I gently fell into a dream. I dreamt that I saw a fair female, her equal I had seen before. She sighed as she longed for her country, as we strayed there on Erin's green shore. Her cheeks were like two blooming roses, her teeth were like ivory so white. Her eyes shone like two sparkling diamonds, or the stars on some clear frosty night. She was dressed in the richest attire, and green were the mantles she wore, bound down with the hemlock and the roses, as we strayed here on Erin's green shore. She came and she sat down beside me. Kind miss, won't you tell me your name? Alone and a stranger I ramble, not knowing my foes from my friends. I'm the daughter of Daniel O'Connell, from England I've lately come o'er. I've come to awaken my brother, who lies slumbering on Erin's green shore. Transgression of joy I awoken, I found it was only a dream. That pretty fair female had fled me, how I long to be slumbering again. May the angels above be her guardian, for I know I'll never see her no more. May the goldest of sunbeams shine on her, as she strays here on Erin's green shore.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This next song describes a battle that took place in 1791 between the Indians and the American forces, and it was one of the last battles that took place in the West Virginia area before the Indians were finally pushed back beyond the Ohio River. And I learned it from the singing of Mrs. Malcolm from Hardy County, and this version was recorded back in 1937. I like the song. It's interesting because in this song the American forces were thoroughly beaten by the Indians, and it's an interesting song. It's called St. Clair's Defeat. November, the fourth day in the year of 91, we had a sore engagement near to Fort Jefferson. St. Clair was our commander, which well remember we. It's there we lost 900 men in the Western Territory. Our militia were attacked just as the day did break, and quickly overpowered and forced to retreat. They killed Major Rowan and General Briggs likewise, and the horrid yells of savages resounded through the skies. Major Butler, he got wounded right by his father's side. He cried, "My boys, I'm wounded, pray take me from the field." He cried, "My boys, I'm wounded, although I am not slain. Just lay me down to bleed a while, and I'll rise and fight again." He leaned his back against an oak and there resigned his breath, just like some valiant hero sank in the arms of death. His comrades gathered around him, his courage to convey, and to that sweet celestial field he quickly went his way. We charged again, we stood our ground, which did our hearts delight. But there we did not tarry long, they soon put us to flight. They killed Major
Ferguson, which caused his men to cry, and our courage quickly fading, are we soon to die? Said Colonel Gibson to his men, we can no longer stand. We'll try to form an order and retreat the best we can. The word retreat being passed all around, which raised a hue and cry, and helter-skelter through the woods like lost sheep we did fly. We left the wounded on the field, for them we had no hope. Some of their bodies shattered, some of their limbs were broke, but scalp and knives and tomahawks soon tortured them to death, and those fiery flames of torment soon eased them of their breath.
Thank you.